One of the first things that I would want anybody to know about me is that I'm a God-fearing Christian. I love God. I love people. I love this community that I live in. And I just love, you know, life itself. Peace to me means having a relationship and knowing that God died for my sins and that he loves me. And in spite of my shortcomings, he still loves me. And that's enough peace there. I also find peace in my family. I find peace in knowing that I can help people. I say all of the time, you know, as long as I can go to sleep at night and rest well and wake up in the morning and the person that's staring back at me, we are okay with each other, then that's peace. And let people know that, first of all, you got to have love. The Bible, when it speaks of love, it lets you know that's the first commandment, that you love one another. And if you love each other, then you won't have all of the other things that happen. So many of our young people, because of the poverty and all in Downsville and the area, may not get the love, the nurturing, and all that they need at home. But sometimes we just have to let people know that there are people in this community that loves you. And most of all, let them know that God loves them. When you look at poverty and murder and drugs and everything going hand in hand, what you find happening is a lot of times you have people that are living in poverty looking for a way out. So they turn to drugs, they turn to selling drugs or dealing drugs, and then even society has a tendency to capitalize on those areas, bring the drugs into those communities. At a young age, young people, young boys, young girls start selling drugs, and the drugs leads to violence. And even just the poverty of not having a good education, not being able to get a decent job, chances are that you're going to turn to either stealing or doing something that's illegal. And then you end up incarcerated. My advice to the world would be learning to love one another. The Bible says in, what is it, John, the 13th chapter, I think the 15th verse, it says, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. So Jesus showed himself friendly by laying down his life for us. And we don't have to lay down our lives for one another. But if we just dare to help one another, to love one another, to treat one another with the utmost respect, this world, this country, would be a better place to live.